We're dealing with Sechta Trumas Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav. Hamisha lo yitrona liyutrona liyutrona liyutrona. There are five people that should not be mafresh. And if they're mafresh, the evidence is okay. Number one is for Elim, a person who's an Elim, they can't speak. He has intelligence, but he cannot speak. The Hashikor, we did this yesterday actually.
Someone's
drunk. The Aroyim is someone who's naked.
Guy outside.
The Asuma. The Asuma is blind and white. All these things, because they can make a bracha. Yeah. Ilim can make a bracha. Shikor can make a bracha. Aram can make a bracha. Suma can't see what he's doing. I mean, you have to be mafresh only from the best. Only from the best. Balkari can make a bracha. Lo yitremu v'yitremu t'mbas v'shumma. Next, Zayin. Ein temen lo b'mida. Lo b'mish. Lo b'mish. B'mida v'sim zez nechshol chem t'mbasem. B'mida v'mishkol b'mida. I don't know. Let's see. B'mida. Here's b'mida. Exactly, mafresh to 1/50. Okay, you take a measuring.
You're not supposed to take a measuring.
Let's see. By estimation. You're supposed to take it by estimation. You're not supposed to take measuring utensils. Even though this pasuk was written by Trumas Meiser, but since it's not applicable for Trumas Meiser, the Melu are going to apply it for Truma Gedola. Okay?
Why can't you use it for Trumas Meiser?
Because Trumas Meiser is precise. You do use a measuring cup. It's exactly 10%.
Why does it say it then?
That the Derech of the Torah, Divrei Torah, Ani Mok Mechad Vashirim, Mok Macher. Divrei Torah, Aniim. You heard this expression? Are poor in one place, but rich in another place. That's what the Gemara says. This is the Messiah. Don't challenge the Messiah.
That's Torah, that's it.
That's right. Weiter. Ein Teil mit der Miete wird mischen, aber
die Nahrung, Miete,
so Miete ist ein Measuring Cup. Mischkol ist ein Weight. Weight. I mean, it's a number. Is that nice pictures?
I don't get this one. That's
count the numbers.
You mean count each piece?
Count 98 in there too. Let me in. I will tell them who es hamodud. Yes, hashakul. But whatever is already modud, yes, there's a shakul, yes, a manui. Now what does that mean? I will tell them who es hamodud, who es tevloi. About to measure tevel. When you separate the truma, you're now allowed to separate it with the measurement, but you're allowed to measure the tevel. There's no prohibition to measure the tevel. Okay,
Isn't this the tevel?
You can't measure them both. Basically, you can't tell. Yeah, this
is all tevel.
Yeah, but you can't measure, you cannot let him measure the part of your mafresh. What it's saying over here is...
So what are you allowed to measure? Come on, let's go.
The tevel you're allowed to measure.
So how does that help you do my...
As long as you don't measure the part of your mafresh. You're allowed to measure the source.
So what is it telling me here?
But you are allowed to measure.
What, I'm allowed to measure these things in order to do truma?
No, when you actually mafresh truma, you're not allowed to measure.
So then what is it telling me?
But the original...
What's the Mishnah telling me? Why am I allowed to measure that? For what reason?
Look what it says. I will tell you some other. Shemoydid hu es tivlo. You are allowed to measure the tevel. I'm going to shekel es tivlo. 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 When you, the part that you separate cannot be measured, but the part that you're putting away, the original.
What am I doing it for?
Why? I don't know why. You want it for taxes. Tax purposes. Oh, this not the wrong one. How do you like it? I took the wrong one. Pay or deny. I took the wrong one. How do you like that? I forgot that we're in a chelik beis. I don't have it. Oh, we did all of these except for brachas. It's easy. What's the problem? You're allowed to measure this. What's the problem?
What am I measuring it for?
For tax purposes.
What tax?
I want to know how much tevel I have. What's the kasha? I go and I gather and I want to know how much of the field produced this year.
Why would I think I'm not allowed to measure?
Because since I was not yet mafresh truman ma'aseh truma, so if I'm going to know exactly how much I brought into the silo, maybe that's a violation. Maybe that's a violation of measuring. Even though the part that I'm going to be mafresh, I did not measure. Maybe the fact that I know exactly how much tevel, maybe that already is enough to make it be a problem. Simple. I don't know what the problem is.
Okay, let me see if I can. Let's go.
Ain't time to believe it. The truma ain't term in the hafrosh itself.
Yeah,
but the tevel, the part you bring from the field, I will tell you some mode. But you're allowed to be mafresh. You're allowed to be mafresh from produce that has been measured, or shakul, weighed, or manui. That's okay.
Because you can do true.
The tevel.
It says a tayin.
But the part that you're separating, do you know exactly how much you're separating?
What's tayin mean?
To separate, to lift.
For
up.
What reason?
What?
Is he doing truma now?
Yes, yes.
So that's the answer. That's what I'm asking you. This is what I'm asking you the whole time.
Tarvi is a being mafresh truma. The amount that I'm being mafresh is an estimation.
Once I put it into these baskets.
Yeah.
Is that what he's saying?
There's no picture. There's no number on this picture. Oh. That's the next picture.
So once he has it all measured out in these baskets,
yeah.
You take out from these baskets.
Right.
A 50th or something like that.
Approximation. Now that I take out, it has to be an approximation. I'm not going to be now precise when I take out. But the part that's in the box can be measured. I don't know what's so complicated. You can be mafresh truma from what is madud, what is shakul, and what is manu. Next, ain time of b'sal b'kubul, you're not allowed to be mafresh truma. This you're not allowed to do. It's a new halacha. Ain time in b'sal b'kubul shem shel mida, a sal, a basket, a box. That's a measurement. You're not allowed to be mafresh. Put the truma into these because then it's measured. Ain time in b'sal b'kubul shem shel shaharoy oimer marasayin shaharoy oimer b'midu hu toyrim. But you're allowed to do not the entire thing to the top. If you're only going to put into the box halfway full or halfway, then it does not look like you're measuring. If you go and you put it to the very, very top, everyone thinks that you're measuring. Because everyone knows exactly how much a basket holds, their standard size.
So therefore,
they just see, I'm just using it for storage. People don't mean, shtekeva and the enem imale or some lekel and migzah, there's no marasayim. If I just go
and... there's no marasayim to what?
That people are going to suspect that you're being mafresh truma b'midah. You're not allowed to be mafresh truma. Yes, you're allowed to. If you're putting the truma into a box and you're only filling it up halfway and you're not filling it up to the very, very top, so then it looks like approximation. No one's going to suspect that you're being mafresh truma with precise measure. The issue here, marasayim, you're not allowed to go and measure and take truma at a precise amount.
Cool. Thank you.
I will tell you what I'm going to do. Half and a half and a third. You're not allowed to be mafresh with a saw half. What does that mean? These are picture 16. Here's 16. Here is a saw. Even this half you cannot do. You're not allowed to go use, even though we said that you can be mafresh into a basket and to a kupa, but you're not allowed to go be mafresh truma into a measuring utensil, even half of the measuring utensil, because even half there are marks on
measuring cups.
I mean, people are going to suspect that you are being mafresh truma with precision, and you're not allowed to do that. Avol tarim who is behechetsi v'shlish. The way that's next, shechetsi on mida sheyesh v'saw pa'amim simonim. There is an asah. Sheyesh b'saw pa'amim simonim.
Measuring cup. This means a measuring cup.
Yeah, measuring cup. Measuring cup.
B'saw chetzi.
Chetzi. You're not allowed to go measure. You do half of a saw.
You're not allowed to be
mafresh.
I'm showing you a measuring cup.
A measuring cup. So I'm only doing half. I'm only filling up half a measuring cup.
Use a measuring. Is that what he's telling
you? Yes. Yes.
That's what I'm saying.
You're not allowed to use a measuring cup. Sheesh b'sah pa'amish simon, but over here the kupa is mutter. You're allowed to go and use a kupa and a sal if you're only filling up halfway. So why is the case?
Because it has markings on it.
Right, because exactly. Sheesh b'sah pa'amish simonim adchem b'kum chetzi v'ikol v'migzar dilma osay litra m'mida. I'm going today to do halfway. People are going to suspect that I did the entire thing.
Right.
Next mission. Ein time shemen ashel zaysim hanich toshen. You're now in mafish oil of olives that have been crushed. Here is crushed olives. Zeisim hanich toshim. Olives have been crushed. Zeisim shnichlevu la'asas mem shemen. You now be mafish Ein literum shemen al zesim hanichtashim. Right? It's, you know, that. Ein shemen shemen al zesim hanichtashim. Velo yain al anavim. Nelem is to be mafresh wine. Here. I'm going to take wine, and this wine is going to be chuma for the grapes. You don't do that. You got to go give solids for solids, liquids for liquids. Do not mix and match liquids and solids.
Ein shemen al zesim. We already said this, I think, in the first.
No, we didn't. No, we didn't. No, we didn't. We're talking about minas har al tame over there. Ein shemen. You're right, okay, you're a genius. Here was zeis all the way around, though. Here was solids for liquids. Here it's liquids for solids.
Cool.
It's not all the same. It's a very big difference. It's very different. It's not everything is the same. You know what I'm going to be about? Oil. Our olives have been crushed. Wine on grapes have been crushed. If you did so, truma. If you did so, it works. Bidyeved, post ex post facto, it works. Good. Are you okay with this? No. Hazeis nechtoshim regilim hayu luchtosh hazeisim b'machtesh aslot zishem. It was common to go crush olives in a mortar to extract their oil. Truma so truma gemura. He even midaraisa. It was midaraisa. V'yachsin. That's the next part of the Mishnah. If you did so, to Moshe Shem Midaraisa.
In term Shemin al Azis and Chdashim, Lo Yain al Novin Hadin.
Hadin Drochois. Crushed grapes. Here are the grapes. Here's this fellow who's crushing the grapes, producing Yain. You're now going to be mafresh to Yain. Cannot be Yain for the grapes. If you do so, in this case and in this case, it's
Dimin
Minatayr, it's good. But Yachsav, you have to do it again. Midrabanon, La'acha Sheyashlim, Sheyash, you complete. Kesishas Oysen Hazesim, Duchas Anavim, Yachsav Yetzi Chuva Shehinis Keshir Hatzarech, L'Shem L'Yayin Sheyotza. When you finished, you have to do it all over again because it's not, if you're not going to do it, fine.
No, so you
got to do it again, a second time. Because right now it's only crushed grapes. You have to wait until the grapes are completely turned into yain completely. Look here you got to do it again. Here, so see, I now understand. Here again. You see, look here. This is a very good picture. I didn't understand this. Here you did it. Here, look. You see, he took olives and he crushed it to a cup, and it was mafresh truma. This you're not allowed to do because this is still called olives, even though they're crushed. But you have to do it again. You have to wait. You have to do it again. No, he's not showing it. He's only showing it to here. Here is the whole picture. Trumov Yachsa, if a person has the same idea when it comes to grapes, he step on the grapes, and there's some wine here, and he pulls out some wine at this moment in time. It's
then
no good.
You have to wait until it's all
in the barrel. Right, and then you do it. Right, very good, very good. Okay, next. Yachsa Vitrim, Harushoina Midamas Bifnei.
What does that mean?
I have no idea. How you shine with the master, you're ruining the molding, you're banging the standard against the molding.
I wanted to have something to fix.
Damaging the molding. Don't damage the furniture here.
Potatoes?
Don't damage furniture. I don't want to be responsible.
Potatoes.
What?
My potatoes.
Don't touch the wrong button. Next, we ask him, "Harishayna midamas b'fnei atzma im shenafal lepachas v'meyachulin." Let's say truma falls into less than 100. Midamas means 1 in 100. So it's a minase hakol meduma v'asam lazarim v'imka hakol lekayin the truma gemurhi midaraisa. Now this means as follows. Here it is. We have over here harishayna midamas b'fnei atzma truma harishayna shifresh ala navim handrachim. I was mafresh shaloi kedin. I was crushing grapes. I produced some wine, I took some of that wine and I put it into a cup and I said, this is truma. So we learned that this is truma midaraisa. You should not do this. You're not supposed to do this. You're supposed to wait until all of the grapes have been turned into a barrel of wine. You're right, you're supposed to wait until the product is complete. You were too quick and you were mafresh truma when it was still in the gas. Here it is. Now this cup of wine now gets mixed into.
Yeah.
This cup of wine now gets mixed into this container. Here we have a container. And this is chulin. So the entire thing has the status of truma mixture. And what do you do with this? The entire thing has the chum of truma. The only one that can drink this is a kohen. So how is he into a kohen? You have to sell it to him. he's why should I buy from you? If you give me as a discount, discount. Okay. Now we're talking. Okay, right. So the chayav therefore, I'm chayav and harishayna. This cup is midamas bifnei atzma. If it falls in, it becomes midamas. Picture 20. Okay, hachum harishayna midamas aser schulim shahim parch mipimei mimena kishnaflo l'soicha. The ilu hachum means it's a mixture. Midamas means it's a mixture. It's a mixture of chul and chuma.
Yeah.
It's a mixture of chulin and a teruma,
yeah.
And the entire mixture is osur. Hachuma harishayna midamas. What does that mean? Oiseres chulin shehem pachos mipi mea mimena. It prohibits a mixture, an admixture. If this falls into here, the entire thing is called dema. Kishnafla l'soichem, when it falls in, v'idu hachuma hashniya shetoram, in nafla batla b'roif. But the second cup is only midrabanan. That's a very important point. So in this cup is not chum midraisa, because since I was already mafresh to chum midraisa, even though the rabbanan told me to do it the second time, this second hafresh is not deraisa, it's only midrabanan. So if this cup falls into a barrel of chulin, it's not midamas. It's batla b'roif. Got it? Got it?
Yep.
This is Shuma Deraisa, even though you're Shloikadin, you should not do this, you should wait. But if I did it, it's the Shuma Scham Deraisa. Ad Kedekach, that if this now falls into Chulin, the entire mixture is Osur. The second half Rasha, I'm only doing Midrabanan. So if this falls into a barrel of Chulin, it's not Midamas. It's bottle in Roiv. That's what it says. Harishayna, the first mixture Midamas, Tifnei Atzma. By itself, the chayavin olech chomish. If I do our pleasure, shoyek, I have to give a chomish. I have to give an additional fifth. I got to pay back. You got this?
Yeah, the first one is chayavin olech chomish.
The first one is demai, and number two, it's also the chayavin olech chomish.
Oh, also.
Zor ho'eichel b'shkagam shalim keren b'chomish ki kedin kol zor ho'eichel chuma. But it's avalo shniyah. The second one is Lefish Ein Le'el Midrabon. The second half Rosh Hashanah Midrabonon. Lefichach Ein Nechalasat Shi Feshul Lechot Shuma. You're not allowed to eat it. It cannot be eaten until you mafish Shuma. Ein Nechalas. It cannot be eaten until you mafish Shuma. Umaisros. Lefish Ein Le'el Midrabonon. Okay. Ein Nechalasat Shi Feshul Lechot Shuma. What? Umaisros. Bimokim Acher. The midraisa he tevel gomor. What? The kasha maishna hocha b'term shemin al zaysin hanechtashim the chumasa chuma v'yachsa v'yuter v'lamashna le'elga v'yatarim zaysin al shemin. Your case. V'anavim malayayin the ain chumasa chuma v'yishlam v'dochatarim zaysin al shemin. Igab seyde l'koyin. B'fich, therefore, ain chumasa chuma. Why is your pseida? I'm betoyed him shemin al zaysim shemin al zaysim hanechtashim t'lach b'seid l'chayin t'rumas t'shuma avul d'rabon hu d'gaz d'yachsa v'yitra v'yishui mafa second time chayav l'lecha chaymish. Okay,
you don't understand
it, right? I don't v'yitra v'yishui midamas v'fnei atzim v'yashniya chayav l'chaymish avul lo yashniya. What do you mean lo yashniya? Can this you understand? Chayav l'chaymish, you understand that? Okay. If you show the word now, if you have in nechelas, what is in nechelas? Ad sheyifeshu sheyafrishu olechayim truma. What does it mean? Chaf, ois chaf. Ratzel loymar, ad truma smaiser. The midraisa kvar niskina mitruma gedola. Avoloshmi lefish ein elamid rabbanon. Only with a bond, we will in a nechalas, ad sheyifeshu lecha tshuva smaisa. So this cup, you have to be mafresh tshuva smaisa. Okay, you have to be mafresh, this is tshuva smaisa. Because minatoyra, you already will mafresh tshuva from this. Okay, minatoyra, you already will mafresh tshuva from this. So you have to only be mafresh. Trumas Meiser. You know, I'm just not.
You need enhancing form.
this second cup is chayiv only is potim and from truma deraisa. Okay, the chayiv alachachayim is over here. Lufi shurun abana. Okay, einu necheles ad sheyifreshu alachal truma which means truma smaiser. Masros mimokem acher. Dimideraisa he tevel gomer. Dimideraisa, what's tevel gomer? What? What does this mean? Dimideraisa he tevel gomer. What are you talking about? Why is this tevel gomer mideraisa? What? Why is this tevel gomer? I already was mafresh truma. The Midrashi Tevel Gama, because Shemai Shno, I really don't know this, because we have to see the Kahati. It says Avoloi Shneir. The Shneir means Lufish Ein El Midr Abonan. Ein Echel Asash. Okay. We'll leave it with that. Next mission. Good? Are you good? Are you good with this?
Yes.
You want me to get the Kahati?
Yeah.
All right.